Let's read the general subject in the second page together. Living in the reality of the body of Christ by keeping the principle of the body. Okay, let's read it again. Living in the reality of the body of Christ by keeping the principle of the body. Amen. Before this Chinese speaking conference, an email was circulated among the coworkers and asking, what should we emphasize during this Chinese New Year conference? And one coworker replied that we should emphasize the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So the general subject is living in the reality of the body of Christ by keeping the principle of the body. Amen. So you can see that actually, message one is an abstract for message 1 to 6 in last year's Thanksgiving Day conference given in Charlotte, which give us a very clear view about what is the reality of the body of Christ. Then from message 2 to message 5 is keeping the principle of the body. So this afternoon, I will give the message 1 and 2 and especially emphasis for message 1. I myself attending many conferences and training regarding the body of Christ. But this time, I tell you, I got fresh realization about what is the reality of the body of Christ. So, the story begins from 1994, Memorial Day conference. At that time, our Lord servant, Brother Witness Lee, he asked himself, he said there are more than 1,600 churches in the 5 continents. The church is flourishing. The church is growing. The situation seems quite good. But the Lord asked him, is that what I want? He said, although we have a very good church life, but where is the reality of the body of Christ? By the same time frame, when he was very ill, he prayed to the Lord. After his illness, what his ministry should be emphasized? It seems that the Lord told him, you should emphasize the reality of the body of Christ and also the life of the body of Christ. So we have this set of message about the reality of the body of Christ. To see what is the body of Christ? It's not so easy. It is in progression. You know, in 1920s, next year will be the centennial for the Lord's recovery for 100 years. The Lord raised up a young man called Watchman Nee in Fuzhou, mainland China. He loved the Lord, and he is an outstanding Christian. So, when he began to minister, there are some very chief revelation given by him. The firstly is the revelation concerning the assurance of salvation. You know, at that time, many China, although there are many Christians, there are many missionaries went to China, but their realization of salvation is called what we call the elevator salvation. The morning, you feel you're good, then you are safe. In the evening, you go down, then you will perish. It is Watchman Nee who share God's salvation from inside to outside, from the beginning to the end, completely, thoroughly, say that what is God's complete salvation? This is the first aspect. Then the second aspect is concerning the practice of the church life. How do we practice the church life? To be a Christian is easy. But when Christians gather together, how do we practice the church life? Should we hire a pastor to shepherd the congregation or what? It is Watchman Nee who begin to see the revelation of the local church. He said the church, according to the revelation of the Bible, should be local. So he initiated this revelation called the local church. Thirdly, he received a revelation concerning Christ to be our life. Christ is not only our Savior. Christ is not only our Redeemer. Christ is not only our Provider. All this is for a certain purpose. That is, Christ is our life. And fourthly, he saw the vision concerning the body of Christ. After that, he went to visit the churches in Europe. He saw that many divisions caused him by some spiritual men. Some are spiritual groups. Due to they do not see the body of Christ, they are divisions after divisions. So after he went back from Europe, especially from UK, he began to see the body of Christ. In a training in 1948, before the political situation changed in mainland China, he had a training in a place called Kulin Mountain. He gathered together some full-timers from every place in mainland China, and he will ask certain brothers to give a testimony. Then after he gave the testimony, he will critique and give some comment. Brother, you do not see, judging from your testimony, you do not see the body of Christ. Okay, this is a brief history among us about the vision about the body of Christ. Then in 1949, after Brother Lee, after the political situation changed in mainland China, Brother Witness Lee was sent by the co-workers from mainland China and to go to Taiwan to continue the work of the recovery. For the first 10 years, he continued this burden of the Christ, the church, the spirit, and the life to continue the ministry of Watchman Nee. And from 1980s, he said that his ministry was going upward. Actually, in Chinese, he said his ministry was shooting upward, getting upward. He began to see God's economy. He said that in mainland China, many Christians, they appreciate Watchman Nee's lucid expression, his succinct utterance, his clear logic, and even his experience of life. But there are not many people who saw the vision concerning the body of Christ. He said that for the assurance of salvation, people are well accepted. For the local church, many people appreciate. But he said, as for Christ as our life, he said, apparently, people are accepted, but not many people went into that vision. And not to mention the reality of the body of Christ. So when Brother Wednesday went to Taiwan to continue this ministry, in 1980s, he said he began to see that the way to produce the body of Christ is by God's economy. Amen. Through the dispensing of the divine Trinity, God is able to dispense himself into his chosen one so that we can become his body. Amen. So it's really not easy for us to see the body of Christ, but we hope that the Lord will gradually, little by little, bring us into this reality. And if you see the title, we added the word reality to describe the body of Christ. So instead of just saying the body of Christ, we are added the word reality, the reality of the body of Christ. Brother Luminono said that it is because this word, the body, has been misused by many Christians. Today, people like to say the word body, like a body ministry, body politics, body this and body that. So he said, in order to differentiate this common knowledge about the body, he wanted to add the word, the reality of the body of Christ. Amen. So, Since we are talking about the reality of the body of Christ, what does we mean the reality? You know, the church has two aspects, the outer framework and the inner essence. Just like me. You know, I always travel everywhere. When I go to airport, I see so many people, right? And so many people saw me. But did they know me? They can see how height I am, what color of skin I am, right? But they do not know me because they did not know my intrinsic person. Likewise, the church has two aspects. On the outside, we have gospel preaching, we have the administration of the church life, we have the usher, we have the cleaning, we have a love feast, we have everything. But that is not the reality of the church. The reality of the church is a person. Amen. So, if we want to know the reality of Christ, we must know this matter in a very intrinsic, in a very organic, in a very inner sense, so that we can know the reality of the body of Christ. And also, when you talk about this word, reality, it always denotes, implies something eternal. For example, we have a table here, right? But after 100 years, this table may not exist. So in a sense, this table is not real. Because 100 years ago, this table did not exist. After 100 years, this table do not exist. This table only exists for a very short period of time. So whatever is real, it must last for eternity. So this is what we mean, the reality. Actually, after this conference, I get some idea about why we're talking the reality of the body of Christ so often. Because if you want to know this matter, you better read the footnote in 1 John chapter 1, verse 6. There's a word about the ecclesia, right? He said this word is a big word in the Bible. Sometimes it translates as truth, sometimes it translates as reality, sometimes it translates as a genuineness. Whatever you translate must according to the context of the Bible. But this is really a big word. So we have six Roman numerals in this message. Can we read these six Roman numerals? This is from six angles to open our eyes to see what is the reality of the body of Christ. Amen. Okay, let's read Roman numeral one. Amen. The highest peak of God's economy is the reality of the body of Christ. Two, the reality of body of Christ is the spirit of reality wrought into us and constituted into our being. Three, the reality of the body of Christ is the reality in Jesus, the actual condition of the body of Christ, as recorded in the four Gospels, duplicated in his many members as a corporate living of the perfected God-man. Four, the reality of the body of Christ is a union mingling of God with man to live up a corporate God-man. Five, the reality of the body of Christ is a corporate living of the six, to be in the reality of the body of Christ is to live in the mingled spirit. Hallelujah. So this Roman numerals is six different angles cause us to see what is the reality of the body of Christ. And actually, this six Roman numeral is the abstract for the last Memorial Day conference in Charlotte. So I spent hundreds of hours to prepare this outline. I tell you, it's really not so easy. Amen. Okay, starting from Roman 1, the highest peak of the God's economy is the reality of the body of Christ. Okay, the reality of the body of Christ is a vision. is a vision. You know, the Lord Jesus, he never used the term the body of Christ. In Matthew 16 and 18, speak about the church, right? I will build my church, right? The Lord Jesus used the term church. And in John's epistles, he did not use the term the body of Christ. He used something similar, right? In John 14, he speak about the Father's house, right? John 15, he used the vine tree. And 16, using the Spirit's child, right? It all refers to the body of Christ. But John, he never used this term. And Peter, he said that we are built up into the spiritual house. He also do not use this term. It is Paul. In Paul's epistles, every epistle, 14 epistles, every epistle has a term, church. But only 4 epistles, he used the term, the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians, the book of Romans, the book of Ephesians, and the book of Colossians. Only these 4 books have the term called the body of Christ. And among these 4 books, the highest book, the most intrinsic book related to the body of Christ, of course, is the book of Ephesians. So, the body of Christ is a vision. May the Lord open our eye to see this vision. Amen. And Romans 2, the reality of the body of Christ is a spirit of reality wrought into us and constituted into our being. What does that mean? I spend lots of time to try to find out what does that mean. Of course, it's logic, right? Spirit of reality wrought into our being, constituted our being, that is the reality of body. You know, this matter is not so simple. Okay, although it is logic, it is not so simple, okay? First, we need to see the term spirit refer to some essence, some abstract, right? For example, I sick recently, so I want to drink some juice. So if I take an orange and I squeeze it into a juice, in a sense, the juice of the orange is the essence of the orange, right? So what is the spirit? The spirit is the essence of the triune God. When you get the spirit, you get the triune God. So when Lord Jesus, before he went to be crucified, he said, I will ask the Father, the Father will send you another comforter, even the spirit of reality. Right? When the spirit of reality come, it is Lord Jesus come again. When the disciple was with the Lord on the earth for 3.5 years, they enjoyed the Lord's presence. They enjoyed the Lord's provision. But one day, this Jesus, this Christ in his flesh were gone. So what should they do? Praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus, he will ask a comforter, even the spirit of reality. This one, the world cannot know him, but we know him because he will be in us. Amen. This is the spirit of reality. So, how do we have the reality of the body of Christ? Since I tell you, we have the provision. This provision is the reality of the spirit of reality. The spirit of reality will get us into all the reality of the body of Christ. Amen. You know, I read a sentence which I never noticed before, but I feel it's precious. What did he say? He said that spirit has the attribute of reality. Spirit has the attribute of reality. Well, what does that mean? Which means that whenever you touch the spirit, this spirit will automatically realize whatever is in it to us. So, the spirit has the essence of reality. Whenever we come to this spirit, whenever we touch this spirit, we come to this body of Christ. Amen. So, it's really wonderful. And Actually, we can say the Spirit is the executor for all the spiritual things. Amen. You have a Spirit, you have love. You have a Spirit, you have life. You have a Spirit, you have endurance. You have a Spirit, you have the reality. Because it is called the Spirit of reality. And He will guide us. Brother Ron said, this guide is very good. The Spirit not only lead us, but only guide us. As in the, when you go to a tour, this tour guide, he not just lead you to a certain place. Also, oh, this is a mountain. Oh, this is the water. Oh, this is a river. Not only, he has a personal relationship with you, right? He explains everything to you. This is guide. So the Spirit of reality will guide us into all the reality. Amen. So what should we do? We should let this Spirit constitute it into our being so that we can live in the reality of the body of Christ. Amen. Since we are familiar with 1 Corinthians 6:17, right? Can you recite the word? He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Okay? I tell you, this time I have a new realization for this verse. Know that in the past time, I only realized, oh, if I exercise my spirit, then I will be one spirit with the Lord. That is very true. But I tell you, if you look at the following two verses, he said, do you not know you are the temple of the Spirit and the Spirit of God live in you? What does that mean? That means as long as you are one with the Spirit, this Spirit will not only stay in your spirit, He will permeate your soul, He will live in your heart, even saturate your whole being. This is to make Christ, to make His home in our heart. And this is to cause the Spirit of reality constituted into our being. Is it possible? You must say, yes, it is possible. Give you an example. Saul, the apostle Paul, he was used to call Saul. In Acts chapter 9, he said, this Saul, he exhaling, threatening, and murders to the disciples, right? What does it mean? This means his inner constituted is one with devil. Because devil from the beginning is a murderer. So he is exhaling, he is breathing out the murder, the threatening. So this Saul, he is a devilish man. He's one with devil. I tell you, after certain years, he said, God is my witness that how I long to see you in the inner part of Christ Jesus. That means his inner parts was changed. He become from a devilish man to be one with Christ. Amen. So, if so can happen in this way, we all have hope, right? We all have hope just by what? Just by open to him. Amen. Brother Ranga said that although this revelation is very high, but in our practice, it is very simple. Just open yourself to the Lord. Amen. Not open to things, not open to doing something, but just open yourself to the Lord. Now that after I heard this message, I just tried myself, whenever I take a shower or go somewhere, I just try to learn to open to the Lord. Lord Jesus, I open to you. Not just to knowing sin, not just to doing sin, but I just want to open to you and make that you can make your home in my heart. This is first Romans 2. Then Romans 3 says the reality of the body of Christ is the reality in Jesus. The actual condition of the life of Jesus as recorded in the four Gospels, duplicated in his many members as the corporate living of the perfected God-man. Okay, so what does that mean? That means when the Lord Jesus, when he lived on the earth, he has a kind of reality. And now, he is the head. Now, he hopes that not only the head, but also the body can live out this kind of reality. Amen. Actually, before the Ephesians 4:24, Paul said, exalted the sense that we should not like the Gentiles, deep in the vanity of their mind, due to their past fearing, due to their not knowing God, due to their alienated from the life of God, so God gave them up to do all kinds of evil things. And Paul said, but you are not so learn Christ. If we learn Christ and know what is the reality is in Jesus, there is a difference. The Gentiles, no matter how rich he is, no matter how high position he is living in the vanity. But there is a person in the whole universe, he has a reality. Why he has a reality? Because this one, he lived with God. He worked in everything with God. He lived not by his own life. He lived to God. And in the universe, only one is real, which is God. So Paul is the one who lived God, who one with God, who are saturated with God. So he lived in an actual condition which is not vanity, but real. And today, God wants the children of God. God wants his body, his members, also live in this kind of reality. It's really very, very good that we can live in this kind of reality as long as we let Christ live in us. Amen. And chapter 8 says, Jesus lived a life in which he did everything in God with God and for God. So God in his living and he is one with God. This is the reality in Jesus. Kata B said, the life that is delight to God is the life that is repetition of the life Christ lived on the earth. He has been perfected by the Lord to be God-man, living the divine life by denying our natural life according to the model of Christ as his first God-man. Amen. So Christ is the first God-man and become a model for us. Amen. Chapter C said, living the reality of the body of Christ is the same as the living of Jesus. It is Jesus live again in the member of his body. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we can live in the reality that is in Jesus. Amen. Roman numeral 4, can we read together Roman numeral 4? Amen. The reality of the body of Christ is a union and mingling of God with man to live out a corporate God-man. Amen. In the previous Roman numerals, we have an individual person, which is Christ, who live out this kind of reality. But God not only wants Christ who lived this reality, he wants his body, his brothers, his members also live out this kind of reality. So how do we live out this kind of reality? This is by union and mingling with God. Amen. Since when we can use the term the body of Christ, have you considered seriously what is the body of Christ? For example, if we live in the body of Christ, do you know the feeling for the saints in Ethiopia? No, right? If we live in the body of Christ, do you know the feeling of the saints in India? No, right? If we live in the body of Christ, do you know the feeling of the saints in Australia? No. Then how can you say you live in the reality of the body of Christ? I tell you, this matter is not so simple, right? If it looks serious, well, it is also impossible, right? Not to mention the churches, the saints nowadays. How can you have the feeling of Paul or the saints in Paul's time? It's almost impossible. But I tell you, there's a way. What's the way? By organic union. You know, in the vine tree, two branches, they may not see each other for their lifelong time, right? I was told that in UK there's a vine tree called the Queen's vine tree. It's very big, it's huge. I didn't see it, but Some brother went there, they said, oh, it's huge. Spread several acres. Okay. So suppose there's a vine in the east. How can he know the fearing of the branches in the west? It is almost impossible. But there's a way. By what? By abiding in the vine. If these branches is abiding in this vine tree, through the circulation, through the fellowship in the vine tree, he got the way to know the feeling of that part, right? So when you look at this subject, he said the reality of the body of Christ is by mingling and the union with God. You may just think that, oh, this is my personal practice to be union with God and to mingle with God. Of course, that is very true. But I tell you, not only so, whenever you have this union and mingling with God, spontaneously you will bring into a result. That is, you live in the reality of the body of Christ. Amen. This is the secret. So Brother Watchman said that Christians should not have a direct relationship. Right? He said, if Christians have some direct relationship, personal relationship, that we become a society or the human organization. But what is the body of Christ? The body of Christ is everyone who live to the law, who abide in the vine. Praise the Lord. Through the life of God, we are all connected together, and that is the reality of the body of Christ. Because I don't know how many lamps we have in this room. It's all shining, right? If there is not a current flowing among this lamp, they are all disconnected. They are all separate. They are all individual. But praise the Lord, through the electricity, all these lamps got connected together and they become one. So today, for us to live in the body of Christ, we need to connect it, have an organic union and mingling with God so that we can have this reality. Right? So praise the Lord. There is a very good organic example is in Romans chapter 6 verse 5. He said that if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, indeed we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Amen. I remember the brothers who shared this message in Charlotte. He said that he came from Washington State. The most famous product in Washington State is Apple. He said that in the market, you can only find out 6 or 7 different products of Apple, right? But I tell you, he said, actually, there are more than 700 species, different species of apple tree. Some are sour, some are sweeter, some are crispy, some are green, some are yellow, some are red. These farmers, their job is try to graft it, mingle all these kind of different branches in order to produce a kind of apple palatable to the customers. Hallelujah. This is a story of organic union. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we abide in him, if we have an organic union with him, hallelujah, we can change our old life and become the same with him. Amen. Amen. So the footnote said this grafting, he would discharge all our negative elements, resurrected our God-created faculties, and updated our faculties, and enrich our faculties, and saturate our entire being to be transformed into his image. Amen. So saints, so wonderful that we can be grafted with him. Amen. So that we can live him out. Amen. Chapter 8 said, reality of the body of Christ is the living of a God-man life by the good of the God-man with God-redeemed people together with a God-redeemed Christ. Amen. And Catterby said, the reality of the body of Christ is living by the God-man who are united, joined, and constituted together with God by the mingling of humanity with divinity and divinity with humanity. Amen. So this is another key word. The first, the chapter 1, we have the union, and the chapter B, we have the word mingling. Amen. This mingling is really a very big word. Okay. Since do you know that this individual Christ is being produced by the mingling? If the head has been produced by the mingling, part of the body is also being produced by the mingling. When the Lord Jesus was on the earth, he has two natures. He has human nature born by Mary. He also had a divine nature born by the Holy Spirit. In his entire life, this kind of these two different kind of elements is mingled together. So to produce the prototype of God-man. Today, the church as a body of Christ, if we want to have this reality, we also need to have this kind of mingling. Whenever we turn to him, we open to him, we let his divine essence operate in our being, then we will become the reality of the body of Christ. Amen. Chapter C, let's read together. Amen. The reality of the body of Christ is a corporate living by the perfected God-man who are not living by their life, but by the life of process God, whose attributes are station. The virtues, amen, hallelujah, whose attributes are express our virtues, amen. So we need the mingling, amen. God like mingling. In 1 Corinthians 12:24, he said that all company members have no need, but God has branded the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lack. Amen. So God liked the mingling. Amen. Today, you can see that we have so many churches, so many saints, so many age groups, so many ethnic groups, so many languages, and God liked to mingle us together. Amen. So not only for the individual Christians, we need to mingle with God, but also the members also need to be mingled together. Amen. This mingle has some very particular meaning. It also implies to adjust. You know, in the church life, some person are quick, some person are slow. We need to be adjusted. Okay. And also imply harmony. Branding means harmony, harmonize. You know, in the orchestra, they have all kinds of different instruments, right? But they had to attune to the first violin so that they can play the harmonious music. In the church life, we will come from different background. We have different disposition. But God wants to harmonize us. Amen. On the last day, in our promised land, when people see, they see something harmonious, right? So how do God reach this kind of picture? God needs to brand us together. The more branded, the more harmonious we have. Amen. And also this word implies mingle, just like a fine flower mingle with oil, but do not produce the third nature. Okay, so this is the meaning of mingling. Amen. If we want to have this kind of mingling, we must be through the cross, by the Spirit, and doing everything to dispense Christ for the body's sake. Amen. Not only we need to mingle with God, not only the individual Christians need to mingle together, but even the churches need to mingle together. Right? Now there's a very famous teacher called G.H. Lang. He has a book called The Churches of God. He said, according to Revelation chapter 2 and 3, he said, every church shall be different. He said, you look at these seven churches, all are different. You know that this kind of teaching is wrong. Why? Because they're only different in the negative aspect. In essence, they are gold. In shape, they are the lampstand. In expression, they all express light. So, how many churches do we have? We shall say we are only one church. But how do we have this reality of the one church? Praise the Lord. All the churches need to gather together. Amen. Like many times in a year, the churches in Metro Chicago gather together. The more mingling will become one church. And this is what God desires. Amen. Okay, we can read the Rome numeral 5 together. Amen. The reality of the body of Christ is a corporate living of the consummation to the death of Christ. Amen. Here we mention the death of Christ. Amen. We have something related to death. Amen. If you want to stay in the mingling, there is a secret. That is, we need to stay in the death of Christ. Amen. Now the Lord Jesus, when he was living on earth, although he was sinless, but he did not live to himself. He lived to God. So he became the prototype of the God-man. Right? So today, in the same way, if we want to live in this mingling, we must reject our natural life and live to the divine life. The more we conform to his death, the more we will live in this reality. Amen. So when Christ was dead and resurrected, he became the mold and the mold us so we can also live in this reality. Amen. And chapter 8 said, the life of the Christ pursuing God man is a life of pursuing to die with Christ through the experience of the cross. Amen. The Lord Jesus said, whoever wants to follow him need to take up his cross and follow me. Amen. And Matthew 16, the Lord also said to his disciple, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow him. Amen. And the small one said, the cross must become our experience. The cross that enters into our heart is a cross that becomes our subjective experience for us to live Christ. Amen. So when we talk about the cross here, we are not talking about something objective. We are talking about something subjective. There's a sister called Miss Penlewis. She is the one who said that there are two sides of the cross. One is objective aspect. We know that Christ died for us, Christ redeemed us. That is the objective aspect. But not only so, we need to have a subjective aspect, right? For example, we all have the old man. We might lose temper. We might sometimes live in our natural life, right? We must apply the subjective aspect of the cross inside of us. Brother Ron gave examples that he always have a conference everywhere in the world, and usually his wife will accompany with him. He said after the conference, when he go to a hotel room, if he want to relax himself, if he want to say something easy to his wife, then he lose the reality in the body. He said, even his wife, the person who as close as his wife, he still need to live in this mingled spirit. He still needs to conform to the death of Christ. Otherwise, he will lose the reality in the body. That really is a warning to us. You know, especially when you go to the meeting, you feel so happy, you feel so enjoyed, you feel so wonderful, but when we come back to our, we may lose this reality. We may begin to speak something very loose, right? we need to speak some, we might speak something not so proper. So Brother Winnesley, he also gave a testimony that sometimes the word come out his throat, and when the word about to come out, the Lord called him, shut up. So he swallowed up the word. This is really a person who conformed to the death of Christ. Amen. We all need to have this practice. Yeah. You know, in my home, sometimes my wife is very close to me. Sometimes I want to speak something to her, but you know that I learned this example. So whenever the word comes through my mouth and about to come out, the Lord always told to me, stop. Don't speak the word. Otherwise, you will lose your spirit. This is to conform to the death of Christ. Amen. This is a subjective experience for us to live Christ. Amen. Chapter B says, it is by the power of Christ's resurrection that we are conformed to the death of Christ. I tell you, this point is very precious. In the book of Philippians, there are three stages. What did Paul say? He said that to know him and the power of the resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. He said, that I may attain the out resurrection. Three stages. First stage is resurrection. Second stage is conformed to his death. Third stage is out resurrection. Three stages. Very precious. When we talk about being conformed to his death, you might think that, oh, I need to suffer, I need to endure, I have to press down myself. No, that is not what the Lord wants. Who can attain the resurrection? Only the one who received the power of resurrection. So, if you cannot die to yourself, remember, it is not you suffer too little. It is because that you do not experience the power of resurrection. Whenever we have this power of resurrection, this power will enable us to conform to his death. Then the third stage is that God will not leave us in death. God will raise us out that we can obtain the our resurrection. This is a secret to conform to his death. So not try to imitate Christ, not try to suppress yourself, but open to him to enjoy the power of resurrection. Amen. So in the Psalm of Psalms, we also have this similar expression. The lover want to encourage his beloved to follow him, then how did he do? What should he do? He first give him a picture of spring, skipping upon the mountain, leaping upon the hill, right? The song of the turtle dove, the flower is blossom, the pomegranate is blossom. He used a picture of resurrection to encourage her. To where? She said, my beloved, let me see your countenance in the cleft of the rock, in the precipice of the, in the cupboard of the precipice. The cupboard of the precipice, the cleft of the rock, is something very high to climb. It's very high to reach. So how did he bring her there? It is by a picture of resurrection. Amen. So since this is our experience, this is our secret. Whenever we feel that we cannot die to ourselves, praise the Lord, we need this picture of resurrection. Amen. Okay, chapter C. The reality of the body of Christ is a living of being conformed to the death of Christ through the cross. Chapter D. We should be those who live a crucified life by taking Christ's death as a mode of life. It is only by this kind of corporate living that we can have the reality of the body of Christ. Amen. Okay, Romans 6, let's read together. Amen. To be in the
reality of the body of Christ is to live in the mingled
spirit. Amen. To live in the mingled spirit. Amen. As I say that if we live in this mingled spirit, the spirit will not only stay in our spirit, the spirit will permeate our emotion, mind and will, even our conscience, so that he can make his home in our heart. Even our whole body will be saturated by the Spirit. Amen. So the verse is that he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. And then eventually, even our mortal body will become the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Capital A says God's unique purpose to mingle himself to us so that he become our life, our nature, our contents, and we become his expression. Amen. One say in his economy, God mingle himself with us to become one entity with us. Amen. This is he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. To say we may be saved to the extent that we and God are completely mingled as one. Amen. Okay, capital B, read together. Amen. The focus of God's economy is the mingled spirit. The divine spirit mingled with the human spirit. However, God intends to accomplish release to his cross. Amen. To this focus. This focus is our spirit, our mingled spirit. Amen. And capital C said, the mingled spirit, the spirit that is one spirit with God, and that is the same as God in his life and nature, but not in the Godhead. Amen. Whenever we say that we are the same with God, we always refer to that we only the same with him in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. Amen. Okay, capital D said, we live in the reality of the body of Christ by walking according to the mingled spirit. So this is the secret, this is the vision of the reality of the body of Christ. Amen. So we have six Roman numerals. Just give you a brief view. Roman numeral 1 is on the vision. Roman numeral 2 is on the constitution. Roman numeral 3 is on the condition which Christ lived on the earth. Okay. Roman numeral 4 is on the union and the mingling. Roman numeral 5 is on the conformity, conformity to his death. Roman numeral 6 is on the mingled spirit. Amen. So, if you want to know the reality of the body of Christ, we need to understand from these six angles, from the vision, from the constitution, from the condition, from the living, from the death, from the mingling, then we can have the reality of the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want to use a few minutes to end it message too. this is not my emphasis, but just gave you some text. Okay, let's read the message 2, the title of message 2 together. Amen. The oneness of the body and the function of the body. Okay. So from Roman numeral 2, message 2, we began to have a 7 principle for us to keep so that we can live in the body. The first principle is that the oneness of the body. Actually, the greatest principle of the body is that the body is one. Amen. Amen. Some people might argue that there are many bodies. Each local church is a local body. This kind of teaching is wrong. The principle of the body, the first principle of the body is that the body is one. Amen. We have only one body. So Christ has only one body. And the second is the function of the body. He said the function of the body is to express Christ. Amen. You know that Christ is invisible. Can you see Christ? No. So this head, he needs a body to express him. Right? How tall we are, how fat we are, we need a body to express. So this invisible Christ, he needs a body to express him. This is the function of the body. Amen. So I stop here really quick so that we can have some sharing. regarding the word we heard, then we will. I make an announcement to you. After the love feast, we have a very special report from the brothers who make the correct work of Wednesday. Okay, he want to share with us how can we get so many precious material to form the correct work of Wednesday. You know that our message starting from 1930s, right? At that time, they don't have a tape recorder. So how can you have all this message? I tell you, there's a brother who invented assistant of the shorthand. He created some symbols only can be deciphered by himself. Like this one, this one, okay? Then this means Jesus is the Lord. It is by this way. We will show you the picture. How did he make it? So the shorthand writing is in black ink, but this decipher is in the red ink. So in this way, we have all the manuscripts of Watchmen and Wednesday. Not all, most, because they're most. Okay. So after the love feast, we have some time for brothers to give us some presentation how can we get this correct work of Watchmen and Wednesday. Okay. So